Gemara says in Masechta Chulin Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph to the pasuk in Tehillim in Kapitel Nun Ches. David HaMelech says, "Ha'umnom Eilem Tzedek Tidaberun Meshorim Tishpetu Bnei Adam." And the Gemara says, "Ma Nosoi Shel Adam Ba'Olam Hazeh." What is the person's work in this world? Ma nosoi shel adam ba'olam hazeh, amar dikaloshon ha'gemara. What is the umnis that a person has to do in this world? What is his job? What is his work to do in this world? Yasim atzmai ki ilaim. Yasim atzmai ki ilaim. He should make himself like somebody who can't speak. David HaMelech says someplace else like that. David HaMelech calls himself ani kecheresh lo yeshma. I'm like a deaf person that doesn't hear. Ki ilaim le'eftach pi. Like a person who can't talk. Ki ilaim. Like somebody who's dumb and can't talk. Le'eftach pi. So the Gemara says, "Umnosei shalodom ba'ilam hazeh." What is the avoid of a person in this world? The avoid of this person in this world is yasem atzme ki ilaim. He should make himself like an ilaim. Yochel, you would think after the divrei Torah came, that even the divrei Torah should make himself an ilaim. Talmud loymar tzedek tidaberun. Torah gdoisha tzedek tidaberun. You should talk. A gemara that needs a lot of explanation. What's the havim in a yochel of the divrei Torah kain? What is the havim in a that should be the divrei Torah also? Let us try to learn this gemara in a way that svarim gdoishim tell us to understand the gemara in a completely different oifen. Of course, the Gemara is Kipshutei, and the Gemara is talking about Shmiras Adibu, and a person has to watch on this world not to talk what he shouldn't talk. That's Pshutei Shel Mikra. But there's also a derech of an remez that Svarim HaKadoshim teach us, which is our Avodah Chodesh Elul. And let us try a little bit to see what we have to do in Chodesh Elul to prepare ourselves for Rosh Hashanah, and a little bit what Rosh Hashanah is all about. We know that the 12 months of the year, each month has its own Aveda. And how do we know what each month's Aveda is? So, Kadmeinim taught us that there are 12 Shvatim, and the 12 Shvatim are separated into 4 Degolim, and so too the 12 months of the year are separated into 4 Tkufais, and the months of the year are correspond to the 12 Shvatim in the Seder of the 4 Degolim. And if we go through the month starting from Nisan, then Chodesh Elul is Shevet God. And we have to know, if so, we have to learn from God what our Aveda is in Chodesh Elul. And let us see in the Berachos that Moshe Rabbeinu gives to God, and Moshe Rabbeinu calls God a Lovi. The same koyach that we find by Yehuda, that is an Ari and a Lovi, we find that Moshe Rabbeinu says on God also there is a Lovi, because he's on the borders of Eretz Yisrael, and he has to protect the borders, so he has the koyach to be Kelovi. But the Heilig Sam Sefer and Parshas Yisabracha tells us what the Lashon Kelovi means. He tells us 2 Rosh Tevis, and he says 3 Rosh Tevis in the Kelavi. 2 of them we will say over. 2 Rosh Tevis in the Kelavi. 1 Rosh Tevis, ki loy bekoyach yigbar ish. 1 Rosh Tevis of Kelavi. Another Rosh Tevis of Kelavi is ki loy bemoisei yikach achrof. 2 Rosh Tevis of Kelavi, which he wants to explain what the muhus of Shevet God is. And we have to understand what exactly does he want, what exactly does the Chasam Sofer Osmeramis, and where does that come to our Aveda and Chedesh Elul. And to understand good the Heilig Chasam Sofer, we have to go back a little bit to the Leida of God, and see when Leah gave her Shivcha to Yaakov Avinu, and the first of this child that was born from that Shivcha was God. She said, "Bo God, vatikra shmai God." And the words "Bo God" are written in one word, not in two words, Beis Aleph Gimel Dalet, but it's written Beis Gimel Dalet. And Rashi says three reasons why the child was called Bagot. First reason, Rashi says, because he was Noilad Mohul. He was born a Gamalata. And Rashi says how the word God has to do with Mohul. Second pshat in Rashi is, Bo God, he came with a mazel toiv. God is a lashon of mazel. Rashi brings the Gemara, he Masechet Shabbos, that God is meramis on mazel. And that's the second pshat. And Rashi says, according to these two pshatim, there is no reason why it should be written in one word. It should be written, Bo God, two words. God came, the mazel came, the one who was noiled mol came. And Rashi says a third pshat, Umedish Agada, Bogod is from Lashem Begida. There was here a Begida that he took my Shivcha. There was some kind of Begida here. There was something here, a Hegish that he will begate in Yaakov Avinu. That's the third Pshat in Rashi. And if we have three Pshatim in Rashi in the name of God, we have to understand that all three Pshatim have to have something, a line that runs through them, something in common to teach us what God is all about. Let us, in the light of what's happening in the world, talk Dvarim Pshutim and Dvarim Kaviyasam. Dvarim which I think are very important for us to hear. And Chas V'Shalom, I'm not here to say Musa. I'm here to be a little bit a wake-up for people. Every single person here, Rachmana Litzlon, when he will hear that there's a Chayla that was taken to the hospital, Rachmana Litzlon, Hatzalah rushed somebody to the hospital. The first impulse that a Yid has is to say to him, to mispal to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Moedikitzara, we have to be pointed to the Heilige Bashefa. I want to ask a very simple question. When every single one of us went into shock Monday, Tuesday, when we were busy reading emails and reading about the fall of a financial market, who picked up a tilim to say tilim to the Heilige Bashefer, there's a problem on the world? Why not? Financial world? What does that have to do with the Rebbeinu Shalom? I'll read tomorrow the newspaper, I'll read the analysis, why it happened. It's on the gvul of kvira. It's on the gvul of kvira. It's on the gvul of kvira. The Rebbeinu Shalom is the one who made it fall. And just like in Tov Shin Samach Elul, the Rebbeinu Shalom took the two towers that were the greatest towers of the world and the power of the world. And the Rebbeinu Shalom threw them down and showed the world, Koichi Veitzim Yadi does not exist. There's the Rebbeinu Shalom that's Melech on the world. And the Rebbeinu Shalom controls the world. And you think you have two strong towers. And you think that these two towers are going to be the Bayis Godel, the Bayis Shemigadlim, but that's where you're going to grow up and that's where you're going to grow big from. And the Rebbeinu Shalom took right before Rosh Hashanah and threw them down to show you that the Rebbeinu Shalom is Melech HaKol Haaretz. 8 years later, when we forgot the lesson, when we forgot the lesson, and we don't remember 7 years later, whatever it is, and we forgot the lesson of whatever it was that we threw down the two towers, so Rebbeinu Shalom took financial towers. A year ago, nobody would say, I saw it happen. Nobody saw a year ago that's going to happen. Whoever is an Ish Emes knows to say that a year ago, he would say, Meshugit Zedreit, such kind of company is going to go down. Can't be. Can't be that such companies will go down. It's a double sheafshin that such companies will fall. And the Rebbeinu Shalom went and showed you the might of the world, the strengths of the world, the financial markets of the world, so that which company it is, I'll throw it down, I'll show you that it's nothing. I'll show you where's Melech HaKol Haaretz. I'll show you who runs the world. But the shaila is why we don't understand the message that the Rebbeinu Shalom is telling us. Why don't we stand the writing on the wall that the Rebbeinu Shalom is fathering from us? Emuna! The Rebbeinu Shalom is fathering from us an avodah of Emuna the Rebbeinu Shalom is asking from us. The Rebbeinu Shalom is asking for us to wake up, to see that the Rebbeinu Shalom runs the world, that nobody else runs the world. That's what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to wake up. And the Rebbeinu Shalom is helping us before Rosh Hashanah. Before Rosh Hashanah, when we have to prepare ourselves with Emunah, We have to pay ourselves with amuna. Tshuva can never come for a person who's not a mammon. Person that's not a mammon that the Rebbeinu Shalom runs the world. Person who's not a mammon is Chava Einish. Person who's not a mammon in Olam Abba. Person who's not a mammon in Teirem and Hashamayim. Person who's not a mammon that every one of the Tayag Mitzvahs can't be moved. Then tshuva doesn't play a big role. When a person has amuna b'hirus in the Rebbeinu Shalom, when a person's amuna is that the Rebbeinu Shalom is melech hakol ha'aretz, and he realizes the v'simloich that he has to have, the malchius that he has to have, and he realizes that everything is the Rebbeinu Shalom, then a person does tshuva. Then a person realizes that he has to do tshuva because of the malchus of the world causes him to do tshuva. But if we don't have amuna, so amuna, how can you tell a yid doesn't have amuna? Every yid is a mamin, beninim b'nei maminim. Of course we're maminim. But there's emuna and there's emuna. There's something called emuna b'chush. There's something called seeing emuna, believing be'emes, not forgetting about the Rebbeinu Shalom, knowing klar that the Rebbeinu Shalom is with us every minute. It says in Svarim HaKadoshim, Rabbeinu Bachaya brings that a person breathes in an hour. How many nishimos does a person make in an hour? Rabbeinu Bachaya says a person makes 1,080 nishimos in an hour. And that is the pshat in the pasuk, kol aneshama tahala elka, al kol nishima unishima. On every nishima you have to be mahal the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's the shpitz aveda. The shpitz aveda, to realize every single breath that I give, I have to give a shvachta aveda to Rebbeinu Shalom. I don't breathe. Every single minute of every single second of existence, every single second, every single breath is all the Rebbeinu Shalom. Let me be matzia, and atzo. The kavonis and the tkiyas, why we blow, exactly how many tkiyas we blow, there are many reasons why we blow, how many tkiyas we blow. But we have to take something down to our level to understand why we blow 100 keilis. What is the cheshbon of 100 keilis? The Rebbeinu Shalom gives every person panasa. A person goes to work, why does he have panasa? Because the Rebbeinu Shalom gave him that job, so he has panasa. Somebody has to say a drasha, the Rebbeinu Shalom also gives him panasa. And the Rebbeinu Shalom gives him a machshava, it has nothing to do with me. If your job is to talk, the Rebbeinu Shalom gives you machshavas. Don't schap kashum espailis what I'm saying. It's a matana from the Rebbeinu Shalom, has nothing to do with me, ki uzenisht. It's a panasa the Rebbeinu Shalom gives a person. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave me a matana nifla admiyot. He made like 100 tkiyas. Shulchan Aruch, how long does the tkiyah have to be? How long does the shvarim have to be? How long does the truah have to be? 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. I'm not going to go through the Shulchan Aruch Barichus, but every Teruah is 9 to a mitten. Every Teruah is 9 to a mitten. Every 3 Shvarim is 9 to a mitten. Every Tkiyah has to be 9 to a mitten. So how many is 100 Kailais? 900 to a mitten. That it says in Amami Pano. That how many to a mitten do you blow on Rosh Hashanah? 900. And Amami Pano says the reason why 900. But in Shulchan Aruch it says that Tashrat, the tkiyah has to be 18. One day in Shulchan Aruch. Why does the tkiyah have to be 18? Because you need what? You need as long as the shvarim, the truah together. How many tashrats do you blow? 10 tashrats we blow. So we blow 20 tkiyahs. 20 tkiyahs of tashrat. A tkiyah before and tkiyah after. So if you blow 20 tashrats, so then 20 tkiyahs, right? You blow 20 tkiyahs, and each one of these tkiyahs are 9 more. Right? So you have another 180. So how many tamitin do you blow on Rosh Hashanah? 1,080 tamitin. Because that's what Rosh Hashanah is all about, to remember the alkol, nishimo, nishimo, talko. You should remember that every single breath is the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's what Shofar is here to remind us. Shofar is here to remind us, you are completely in the hands of the Beit HaElam. You're completely in the hands of the Beit HaElam. That's what Shofar is here to remind you. And that's why there's 1,080 tumitin in the 100 keilis. To remind you that I'll call Nishimo, Nishimo Ta'alka. To remind you it's not you, it's everything the Rebbeinu Shalom. Everything is the Rebbeinu Shalom, nothing is you. And that's the Aveda of Shevet God. Let us look. Every person does something on this world. Every person is Bashafen a chasa. Every person is created missing. And who is mashlim the person? A person is mashlim him. Every person is born an orel. And you create the shlemus adam till you make the bris milah is a chasar. Because yeser can otel dami. He's a balmum. And you make him a tomim. You make bris milah. So every single person really has an agosha that I did something. I finished myself. I wasn't created finished. I put something to me. I created something. I made bris milah. But if somebody is under the impression and realizes that everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam, if that's his tafkid in this world, if that's what he is, if that's the name that he has, refers to being completely realizing that everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam. So what was God? Noilad Mol. God was Noilad Mol. God was born with the Siyata Deshmaya that he can't even think that he did anything in this world. Because he knows that everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Even his Bris Milah didn't come from him. Even his Bris Milah came from the Ribbono Shel Olam. God is Ba Mazel Teif. Nothing is me. Everything is Mazel. Everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam. And somebody who lives like that is always margish that he's never yoytzi. He's always margish he's a boygate. He's always margish, that says in Rebbe from Lublin already, pshatn that bogot. He's always margish that he's a boygate. He's never margish that he's yoytzi to Ribbono Shel Olam because he never does anything. So he always feels that he's missing. That's the three names of God. Because the three names of God are, like the Chasam Sofer says, God is Rimalavi. God remembers Ki Loi Bekoyach Yigbarish. It's not with your koyach that you become strong. It's all the Ribbono Shel Olam. God remembers Ki Loi Bemoisa Yikach Achrof. There's nothing that I take with me in this world. Gashmis doesn't go with me. What goes with me? Torah mitzvahs. But Gashmis doesn't have anything. It's not mine. It's all the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what God is all about. And if that's what God is all about, that's what Chodesh Elul is all about. Chodesh Elul, the Avodah of Chodesh Elul, is an Avodah of remembering that everything is the Bara Olam. And then it's not a Pella anymore. That in Chodesh Elul, the Twin Towers fell. In Chodesh Elul, the financial markets were shaken. Because that's how you and Chodesh Elul to come to the Avodah of Chodesh Elul. To come to the Avodah of Chodesh Elul, that it's not our Seichel, and it's not our Moyach, and it's not us that does anything. Everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam, everything is in the hands of the Ribbono Shel Olam. When one remembers that, his davening Rosh Hashanah is a different davening. When one remembers that everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam, everything is in the hands of the Ribbono Shel Olam, then he knows that he has to daven Rosh Hashanah. He knows he has to be pointed to the Ribbono Shel Olam. If somebody's secure, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and Doris Moshe, in a drush that he said in Russia, he said, Adova Nifla Admiyot, he said it then, today it's much more Negea. In Mishnah Pekahov, it says, a Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, Kimcha HaKoel, Umiyotcha Nasanu Lach. Kimcha HaKoel, Umiyotcha Nasanu Lach. Zok Rav Moshe, Adova Nifla. Forget about stocks, forget about everything. You have $100,000 cash laying in the bank, FDIC insured. Sezicha. And that is no shaila. That's not no do with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's nothing with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So, Rav Moshe, you're making a mistake. That you have to believe that money that I have, the only reason I have it a minute later, is not because I had it yesterday. I don't have the $100,000 because I had it yesterday, I have it now. I have it now because the Ribbono Shel Olam wants it. So you tell me it can't be. I'll tell you very poshut. Is there anything more zicha than having golden bars in a safe? Is there anything more zicha than having golden bars put away in a safe? I know a yid that had 9/11 golden bars put away in a safe in the World Trade Center. Fazichet mensch, lo ilam vod, for 6 days he was fazichet, millions of dollars in golden bars. Nothing was left of it, it all melted, nothing was left of it. Kimcha akoil, umiyot chanasanulach. It's a lesson. Kimcha akoil, umiyot chanasanulach. Ramesha says that's emuna. Emuna is that I don't have $100,000 now because it's laying under my mattress, so if I have it, I have it. I have it only because the Ribbono Shel Olam wants me to have it. If I don't have it, in a minute from now, it will not exist. It will not exist. Where it will go, that's the Ribbono Shel Olam's cheshbonus. And that's the way we have to live. And that's the way you have to live. So when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it's not the pshat, I don't have to ask for panosa, because let me make a cheshbon. I've come to Rosh Hashanah, I have no problem. I have so much and so much, I'm fazichet anyway for next year. So, what's the Hashem beten? Oh, gesund, okay. I'll make my cheshbon, it's what I have to ask for. But if we live with the emunah, we chazer around the emunah, that there's nothing fazichet on this world. There's nothing because I have it yesterday, I have it tomorrow. No, I have it only because the Rebbeinu Shalom wants I should have it, and if he doesn't want I should have it, it'll disappear. Then I know that I have to daven for the Rebbeinu Shalom. Then I know I have to listen to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Then I know what Rosh Hashanah is all about. And that is the achana for Rosh Hashanah. Ma'u umnosa yishal adam ba'ilam hazeh. You know what the umnos of a person in this world is? Yas asmei ilim. I can't do anything. I'm deaf. I'm dumb. I don't do anything on this world. I have no koyach, I have no seichel. The greatest shaita is a cheresh. One that doesn't hear, one that doesn't talk. That's a real shaita. Because I am behemoth a shaita. Who's doing everything? The Beira Olam is doing everything. That's why just a remez ba'alma. Ani kecheresh lay eshma. Uki'ilem lay iftechpi. Lay eshma. Uki'ilem lay is reshtevis elul. It's Merum is in the Pasuk, the Avod of Elul. That's the Avod of Elul. The Avod of Elul is to remember that Amnosei Shaladam Ba'ilam Azeh, that Yas Atzma Ki'ilim, he should make himself Ki'ilim. And if we make ourselves Ki'ilim, then when it'll come Rosh Hashanah, it'll be Tzedek to the Beirun. Then we'll be able to talk the way we're supposed to talk when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. We'll talk the right words to Rosh Hashanah. We'll be Tzadikim Rosh Hashanah because we'll do Tshuva. And to the Beirun, we'll talk to Rebbeinu Shalom. And if you want to remember that that's the Aveda of Rosh Hashanah, everything is Merumis and Derech HaRemes. Elul with the four Oisius is Begematria Ilim. Tzedek to the Beirun is Begematria Rosh Hashanah. If you'll do the Elul Ilim, then when it'll come Rosh Hashanah, it'll be tzedek to the Beirun. You'll talk the right words to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and you'll be able to do tshuva to the Rebbeinu Shalom. But if in Elul we don't remember the Ilim, if Elul we don't remember who we are, we don't remember we're missing anything in Elul, and we think we're fazichet in Elul, then when it comes Rosh Hashanah, then we don't do tshuva, when it comes Rosh Hashanah, we don't ask the Rebbeinu Shalom. The true bakasha is because we feel that somewhat we have it anyway. And that's what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to remember. That's what the Rebbeinu Shem wants us to remember. When the Rebbeinu Shem shakes the world, we have to be mechazik our amunah. We have to be mechazik our amunah. Instead of the other way, that we have kashas and we become shvach in amunah, and we lose our amunah, rachman al-Islam, because we don't understand what's going on. Of course we don't understand what's going on, because it's impossible for us to understand what's going on. How does the Michtav Melio say, how could a person want to understand what the Rebbeinu Shem does? You're a korotz mechayme, and you're talking about the Beira Olam. So how could you want to understand even, how could you ever have a minute to want to understand what the Rebbeinu Olam does? Or like the Heilige Chofetz Chaim once said, and it's a very important Chofetz Chaim to remember, was once in the city, in Raden, there came a dog, and took a person and started to pull him around the whole city. And the whole city was batom kolayir. How does it happen to a yid, such a mice, a dog should pull him? The Chofetz Chaim gizokt. There once came in a person into Beis Medrash, with a guest in the city, and they told Aliyas. And he went over to the Gabbai and asked him, I don't understand. You gave Aliyas. You didn't give the Ravan Aliyah. You didn't give the Rosh HaKol Aliyah. You didn't give Givir Aliyah. Why did you give these people an Aliyah? So the Gabbai, I gave them last week an Aliyah. So the Chofetz Chaim, I'm in this world already 90 years. I remember what this Yid did 60 years ago, so I understand why it happened. But you're here only for one Shabbos. You don't know what happened 60 years ago. You don't know what happened 100 years ago. You don't know what he did in the last Gilgul. So what are you asking kashas under Rebbeinu Shalom? You're only here for one Shabbos on this world. You already know all the cheshbonos, what happened, all the Shabboses. How could you ask questions under Rebbeinu Shalom? There's no mokum to ask questions under Rebbeinu Shalom. And we have to be mechazik our amuna. We have to be mechazik our amuna. And we have to learn Sifrei amuna. An interest in the Mishicha. An interest in the Mishicha, the biggest nesayin there is in amuna. Tzadikim said 150 years ago that in the time of Ikris and the Mashiach there was a Yid in Queens, Rabbi Yankiv Teitelbaum Zatzal, said over, it's written in the Sefer, that he heard from a Yid, that heard from the Rishna, that the Heilige Rishna said, that in the time of Mashiach will come, it'll be an assign to say Shema Yisrael. We all say Shema Yisrael every day. It doesn't mean to say Shema Yisrael. It means to believe be'emunah shleima that the Rebbeinu Shel controls everything, the Rebbeinu Shel runs everything, and to be maminim be'emeth. That's the moyo de kavod and ikvus de mishiicha. And the Rebbeinu Shel from one side helps us, and from one side brings us nesiyonos. And we have to learn the limudim. The ikar limud we have to learn is to start remembering that everything lies in the hand of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We have to come on to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for everything. For everything we have to come on to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And if we remember that we have to come on to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for everything, and remember that the day that we have to do it is Rosh Hashanah, then the Rosh Hashanah will be different. The Rosh Hashanah will be on a completely higher level. The Rosh Hashanah will be on a completely higher level. Let me end off with a vote from Abishalim Kluga. A noyodike vote from Abishalim Kluga. Rosh Hashanah, it says in Medrash and Parshas, Emor, we all become a Bria Chadasha. Comes Rosh Hashanah, we all Nivra Bria Chadasha. Vasisem, Ki'ilu Asisem, Atzmechem, you become a Bria Chadasha. Leidas Adam is Rosh Hashanah. We become a new person Rosh Hashanah, we become a new Leida Rosh Hashanah. So, Rav Shlomo Kluge, he says in our Pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, Anoyo Diketaych, what the Avodah of Elul is. He says, when a woman gives birth, the last months, if she doesn't feel the child, if she doesn't have Yisurim from the child, then she knows that there's trouble, that the child is not a healthy child, or Rahman al Islam, worse than that. If Chodesh Elul, we're not Margish Tzirei Leida. If Chodesh Elul, we aren't Margish the Yisurim of Leida. That's coming a later Rosh Hashanah. We're going to be born again Rosh Hashanah. It's the time of Bria. Chodesh Elul is the Chodesh that we have to be margish the Tzirei Leida. We have to be margish the Yisurim of Leida. We have to prepare ourselves. We have to be margish that it's coming a Leida. If we margish Yisurei Leida, then we know there's a healthy child coming. But if Rachman al Etzlon, we're not margish the Yisurei Leida, then we have to be margish that something is wrong. And if it comes already, Shabbos Lichis. Comes already Shabbos Lichis. The Rebbeinu Shem gave us a matonim this year that Slichis is earlier, that we have an earlier reminder of to prepare ourselves for Rosh Hashanah. Another few days preparation, another few days to remember, another few days to say Slichis. We have to remember that we have to wake up. We have to wake up to prepare ourselves for Rosh Hashanah. And the greatest preparation that we have to do for Rosh Hashanah is Emunah. Emunah, to chather our Emunah, to become true maminim b'Hashem, that everything lies in the hands of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. All our midas would be better if we would have Emunah. Kas comes from a lack of Emunah. Tanya tells us, there's two kinds of kas. There's a kas on somebody else, and there's a kas on oneself. One goes in a car in the morning, and he's stuck behind the garbage truck. He gets frustrated, he gets angry. He's not angry at anybody. It's a frustration, it's anger. Who made you stuck in back of the garbage truck, Dr. Tanya? Who made you stuck in front of the garbage truck? Why are you there? You picked to be there. The garbage truck picked to be there. The Rebbeinu Shalom put you there. The Rebbeinu Shalom put you down that street. The Rebbeinu Shalom put the garbage truck there, and that's why you're there. That's why it says in Chazal, Kalakayis Ki Elohi V'David Zara. Because if you would be a mom in Zakta Tanya, you would believe that the reason you're there is because the Rebbeinu Shalom sent you there. So why are you getting frustrated? Why are you getting angry? Seltan's in a lot of Amunah. Because nobody thinks like that. We're all missing that Amunah to remember that whatever happens, happens because the Rebbeinu Shalom put me in that matzav and I can't get frustrated, I can't get angry. I'll be late for an appointment. You're late for an appointment because the Rebbeinu Shalom made you late for the appointment. And sometimes you see it. Everybody knows that there was a person here in the neighborhood that on 9/11 somebody walked into his house to use the facilities. And the person locked himself in for a half hour. And it's the only reason the person was saved because he worked in the World Trade Center. And he was angry and he was screaming, "What is taking you so long? I have to go work." And then afterwards he knew to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom that that person saved his life. But not that person saved his life. That person was a shlich to save his life. The Bar Olam saved his life. And how many such stories could we say and say and say? But we have to apply it to our life. Everything that happens, our kas would leave. Our gayus would leave. Our kas on somebody else would leave because we'd realize that everything comes from the Bara Olam. So Emunah is the yisod of everything. And Emunah is not something that it comes easily. Emunah is something that we have to work on. Abchaskel, the Heilige Mashkiach from Ponovich, the Heilige Mashkiach from Mir, Abchaskel, a person that every shmu spoke about Amunah. Every single shmu spoke about Amunah. It came the day of his Ptira. The day of his Ptira.
And what was Reb Chalskel worried about? Me geit uns morgen auf Emuna mit nicht jöitzi gewen. Because Emuna has no sheer to what degree a person has to be a mammon. The person has no sheer to what a person has to be a mammon. Mamuna is something you have to chaver, you have to elevate our Emuna. And that's our avodah Yemei Elul, to become true maminim. To become true maminim. If we become true maminim, we'll do true tshuva. We'll come back to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. We'll connect to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. We'll live with the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Every neshima will be connected to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. That's Emuna. Every neshima connects to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. And when we connect to the Rebbeinu Shleilam that often, then we'll be zeicha that the Rebbeinu Shleilam will connect back to us. Ani ledoidi, then zvedoidi li. If we will be ledoidi, that means ani ledoidi, I connect myself all the way to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, is vedoidi li, the Rebbeinu Shleilam will connect himself back to us with the Geula Shleima b'mehera.